Morning to you.
Now, I'm really interested in this first one because I wonder with people like you, who are real techie heads, how you ever do get away from technology when you're on holidays, but you found something that really helps.
Yeah, look, I want to admit I'm not going to ever lose technology. I'm not going to turn off from technology. It's just too much of a part of my life and the way I connect, but I did want to turn away a bit from it. And Apple announced a thing last year called Focus Mode, which essentially allows you to get work notifications when you're at work and home notifications when you're at home. Not really working for me, but I wanted to use that focus mode to create a holiday mode on my phone. So on my iPhone, I opened up focus mode and I created this holiday mode, and it said, who do you want to get notifications from? And I named my wife and my kids and a few other mates. Which apps do you want to get notifications from? And I thought, well, my home security, my travel apps, things like that while I'm on holidays. But then it said, who can call you? And I said, contacts only. So if I don't have your number saved in my phone, it won't ring. It sends you straight to voicemail. It was a game changer. 70% less screen time across the week because I wasn't looking at my phone. I wasn't seeing these notifications. I wasn't distracted by them. Yet they all come through. If someone sends me a text, it comes through. I've just got to open the Messages app to see it. And it's a real game changer for really, you know, honing your focus on what you actually need to be doing at the time, which for me was holidaying. And I'm going to turn this into a weekend mode. So that's how my phone operates on the weekends. Weekdays, highly available. Weekends, it's family time.
Wow, that is absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. Now, talking family time, the kids. When my kids were little, the perfect tablet for them would have been like Finnegan or something else that's going to calm them down. But not quite the same, but you found a tablet that's perfect for kids.
Would have been a worry if it was $350, wouldn't it? But these days, that's a steal. An iPad mini with a case and an Apple Pencil so you can do drawing on it would be $1,000. I gave my daughter a TCL Tab 10S for the holidays we just took. She loves drawing. I installed the app she asked for, and I put it into kids mode. So she can't do things on the tablet that I don't approve, but yet she can still do her drawings. She could still watch her YouTube. She could still play her apps and talk to her friends. It actually worked out to be a fantastic tool for her for the week. She didn't have any complaints at all, and it was only $350. It's actually $325 at catch.com.au. So it just shows that you don't need to buy the iPads of the world. You don't have to spend that big dollar. You can get good value at a lower price point. The TCL Tab 10S, under $350.
Right. Now, finally, the AFL rights. This has always been problematic with even a lot of radio stations where, you know, we've had to turn off our streaming if there's particular games on that we don't cover, all this sort of thing. That's being looked at now to help streamers.
Well, it's going to be huge. The television rights are up in 2024, and Gil McLaughlin wants, before he leaves at the end of the year, he wants a new deal in place. He wants to, I think, be known as having created the greatest TV rights deal in Australian sport, and he's looking for it. So if you imagine all the deals in television world have been a free-to-air broadcaster in the old days, and then a pay TV provider came in, and they were kind of together. So you get some games on free-to-air, some games on pay TV. Mm. Well, Amazon has put their hands up and said, we wouldn't mind knowing about this. So it could well be, a little crystal balling here, that free-to-air games are on maybe Friday night. Foxtel has Sundays, and Amazon has Saturday nights. So you'll need different places to watch different games, different days, and that's going to make for an unbelievable rights bid, which could mean a lot more money for the AFL, and it could mean that consumers need to pay a bit more to get what they want as well. So there's going to be big money in TV rights because of Amazon, Paramount, whether it's Stan or Netflix. Sports rights is the next frontier for these streaming providers.
Well, it's quite amazing too, because obviously it just increases the options for the consumer, but obviously the dollars in for these companies as well as the AFL.
And probably the dollars out for consumers too, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I guess there's always a downside, but if you can have a listen to the Mighty Cats win, you know, it's all worth it. Small price to pay.
Go the Swans.
Hey, Trevor, great to chat. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, mate.